We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome in, Greenville and Upstate Sports Talk listeners. This is Josh Phillips. I am sitting in for the vacationing Mark Sturgis. I believe he is somewhere up in British Columbia hunting moose. I don't know that for a fact, but I did see a couple of pictures on Facebook and Twitter with the old Sturge man, and I believe he's up in Canada somewhere. So he's on vacation this week. I'm going to be in this chair today, tomorrow, Friday. If you can tell I'm a little excited, it's because when the media day hits in college, we've got the SEC Media Days down in Birmingham. We've got the ACC Media Days up in Charlotte that Lonzo and Mark Ryan just were at and did their whole show from. It signals that college football is here. We are less than 50 days away from the college football season. You got the coaches up there talking about their teams. You've got the players doing interviews. Folks, it is here, and I am flat out excited. And I cannot wait. High school football. Hey, look, ESPN Upstate is doing something that no other station in the Upstate is doing. On Saturday, Patrick, you helped me with this, we have a high school show that is devoted to nothing but high school athletics and high school football from Wynn. It's called the High School. What's the name of it? I just got the email today.
You know, I'm blanking on this, and I'm a terrible friend for it because my buddy Cole Bryson is doing it. Wow, I'm blanking on this. Give me 1 second.
Let's look that up. We're going to get the information out there to you. Of course, everybody knows that I've gone back into my heritage and back into my background of coaching football up at Blue Ridge High School, and I could not be more proud of a group of kids. Today we had one of our best workouts, one of our best get after it days, and let me tell you something, them kids flat took it to another level, and they got my hair on fire. So I'm flat excited about the season starting for us on August the 23rd. We've got about, I think I counted 15 more workouts / practices between now and our first game on August the 23rd. Folks, football is here.
And the show is the Saturday Scramble.
The Saturday Scramble from what time? This is high school football.
It's going to start in 1 month from this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Every Saturday morning, and it's specifically devoted to high school football, correct?
High school in general.
High school athletics.
Yes.
And you know what? You can't get me more excited than that because we need all of the positive energy for high school athletics right now because, you know, here's the thing that I've come to appreciate about high school athletes and that I love about high school athletes. They're not getting a scholarship. They're not getting a multi-year million-dollar contract. They are playing their sport solely for the love of the game. And man, the heart and man, the focus and the way that they protect their jerseys, it flat fires me up. Because they're literally volunteering their time to represent their school, their community, on the field of play, in whatever field of play that is. And man, being around them kids, they flat get me excited. Because again, they're not getting a multi-million dollar contract like the NFL. They're not getting a $100,000 scholarship like the college guys are. They've made the conscious decisions to pay the price in the weight room, on the field, running, doing all that extracurricular act stuff because they love the game. And if that doesn't get you fired up, if you got a local high school team, I implore you to get out there and support those kids. I don't care if it's football, basketball, baseball, soccer. We need all the positive energies because those kids need your support.
I mean, I was telling you this, like, even before we were coming on air for the show. Friday nights around here, when it's high school football season, feels different. You know, like nowadays when it's Friday nights, everyone's going, oh, let's go downtown, stuff like that. Now we're kind of getting to that point where you're scheduling your Friday nights around the high school football scene. You know, oh, who's playing this week? I don't think we can go down. Let's not go downtown. Let's go watch this game instead. Everyone here has that same energy and that same intensity about, you know, their high school athletics as the Lowcountry does. I grew up in Charleston. I grew up in a small town called Monk's Corner, South Carolina, which a lot of people will know. A lot of people will remember Berkeley High School is right there.
Yep.
Andre and Bruce Ellington came from there. They're fast guys. But when it was Friday nights and they were playing Somerville or when they were playing Goose Creek, the whole town shut down. After 4 p.m., you were lucky to have anything open. That's how shut down that town was. Everyone wanted to go see the game. Everyone wanted to be in that environment. That's the love of the sport, not only for the players, but for the fans and the people who watch it in the towns and in the communities.
Exactly right. And I don't care what community you're in. Get out there and support those kids. Let me give a quick service announcement. Be careful. There's a tornado advisory. It is absolutely dangerous out there. We're seeing these dark clouds right now. So if you're in the middle of it, please be careful. You want to join the discussion, you better get in. 844-477-3776. Hit us up on the text line. Text ESPN to 71307. Get in your predictions. What do you look for from your team? What do you expect out of your team? Who do you pull for? Call in, talk to us. Hey, guys, college football is here. And it's time for us to get our hair on fire and get after it. SEC Media Day started this week down in Birmingham. I'm going to go through the SEC East and the SEC West, and I'm going to give you my predictions. We'll talk a little bit of ACC football. You know, it's kind of a foregone conclusion that there's Clemson and everybody else. Well, we need to talk about everybody else because it's awfully difficult. Clemson's won 15 games in a row, headlined by that 28-point shellacking of Alabama in the national championship game. Can the Tigers go 30-0? We'll talk about that as well. I'm also going to let you know about the East and West divisions from a breakdown standpoint and let you know who's going to win each. And Alabama's not in my pick. When the SEC championship game's played in Atlanta, I do not have Alabama representing the West.
Okay, well, is this your bold prediction you were telling me about?
That's a great segue. Mark this down. South Carolina beats Alabama in week 3.
Oh!
Mark it down. South Carolina beats Alabama in week 3 at Williams-Brice Stadium.
Okay.
Mark it down.
All right, so July 17th.
July 17th, Patrick Brown.
4:11
yes.
p.m. Right here on Straight Up with Sturge.
Correct.
You are saying, and by the way, you have only been wrong probably once, maybe twice in the 2 years I've known you.
And one of those was hockey.
Yes, one of those was a sport you had no idea, not to the expertise level as I do.
Correct.
You know, football's your wheelhouse, hockey's my wheelhouse.
Correct.
Why do you believe Carolina, with the daunting schedule that they have,
yes,
that they can not only compete but defeat Bama?
This is a busted Alabama team. Busted. All right? Clemson, I think, did more than just expose Alabama in one game. And right now, see, I think it needs to be all hands on deck. I think people need to be panicking. Okay, I think Alabama has some serious infrastructure situations going on. They had to replace, think about this, they had to replace both of their coordinators. One was demoted 3 weeks into the season because Alabama couldn't stop the Citadel. And this weather, I don't think the weather appreciated me giving that prediction.
You know what that is? That's Saban.
It is.
That's Saban's fan base.
That's right.
Coming to attack you right
now.
They
are outside. The Alabama faithful is outside picketing with pitchforks and hot lead trying to get at me right now. I'm going to even go to so far as to say Alabama's not even going to be in the top two of the West. They will make third, maybe at best.
I will agree with you on that, because I feel like Bama, they'll either win, or they won't be close to the West. That's how they have been. The only time where they weren't that way was because the last game of the season, Auburn won.
Right.
That was the only reason why they were number two. In the past, if they have not been number one, they don't end up second. They end up third, fourth, or lower. That's just how it is.
Well, here's the other thing. I'm not sold that Tua Tagovailoa is this unfathomably great college quarterback. I'm not sold on that. Because every big game that he's played in, he made one throw. Diesel looks like he just jumped in a pool. And we're going to get him on a mic.
Diesel, man. Did you feel Saban's fan base attack you?
Yeah, he didn't hear what I just said.
I know.
That must be what the barrage, all the raindrops that pelted
me
in the face.
The tide has shown up at the ESPN Upstate Studios.
Yeah, I went outside to put the top back on the Jeep, and I missed it by that much.
But you got it done, right?
I got it done.
So that's all that matters.
So, yeah. so minimal water went into your Jeep.
No water went into the Jeep. It all went on me.
Now, do you have a snorkel on that Jeep?
I wish.
Okay.
I should have a snorkel for myself.
This is true because, you know, we're on radio, but you really look like you jumped in a pool.
I'm not touching any of the electronic equipment right now.
I don't blame you. You just jumped in with us. You missed the breaking news that I just said. Two things, Diesel. I said that Alabama will not represent the West in the SEC championship game. They will not finish in the top two of the West, and they will get beat by South Carolina in week three at Williams-Brice.
Oh, my. How much do you pay per ounce, just out of curiosity? Because whatever it is you got is good stuff.
Now, see, normally I would say the same thing, but this is Josh we're talking about here.
He does have reasons.
Josh... I've explained this to him. He's been wrong twice in my 2 years of knowing him. And the two times he was wrong were sports that were not football.
Well, he did say that the Packers should trade Aaron Rodgers.
And I was right.
He is 100% right about that.
Wait, didn't he go on to have a monster season the next year?
No. He went in the tank.
He got injured. The thing is I agree with the Aaron Rodgers pick. But the Alabama one might be the craziest one you've ever said.
Look. There's no question that they have earned the reputation that they've got. Okay, when you win four national championships in 8 or 9 years, you deserve to be considered a contender. When you've recruited at the level that they've recruited at, you deserve the reputation of being in that discussion. Okay, when you start to lose that reputation is when you lose to little old Clemson by 30 points. And 2 years ago, you got ran out by Auburn. Okay, so I don't think that this is necessarily a problem with anybody else. I think this is an Alabama problem. And the issue has been the rest of the SEC sucks so bad they have not been able to take advantage of it except for one team. Arkansas had 500 yards of offense and hung 30-plus points on this same team that Clemson hung 40-something on and beat by 30. Well, the problem is the Hogs couldn't stop nobody.
Wait, there's this whole national narrative. We get it from callers every day. We get it from Billy. We get it from Gator Neal that – man, the SEC is just such a murderer's row that Alabama's beat up by the time they get a chance to play Clemson.
Oh, really? All right.
That's the narrative that everybody wants to pitch.
All right, here's my narrative. How bad was Iowa? What did Iowa do against the SEC? Was Iowa concerned when they smacked? Who was it, Vanderbilt? No, Vanderbilt, my bad. Vanderbilt got 60 hung on them by Baylor. Baylor. I think Mississippi State played Iowa and Iowa ran them out of the stadium. Was Virginia scared of the SEC when they shut them out 20-0? Oh, my bad. You're saying, coach, that's South Carolina, that's Mississippi State. That's not one of the good teams. Okay, I'm glad you said it. How about Texas dropping the blade on Georgia? The only reason that game was as close as it was is because Georgia scored a scrub touchdown that didn't even matter. Texas ran Georgia out of the stadium. Every other leak, and then Clemson shellacks the champion by 30 points. The only flag bearer is Florida. I mean, and Florida beat Michigan.
You forgot about LSU, too.
And LSU. LSU saved the bacon by recovering that onside kick versus Central Florida.
Well, to your point, everybody likes to argue that the SEC is so tough across the board until they get curb stomped by somebody else out of conference. Oh, then well, but that was one of the bad teams. That was one of the bad. They're good across the board except for that one.
All right, see, I need to get a cut of this. Texer gets in with us. Coach, you got me so fired up. I'm looking online for Bama South Carolina tickets. Thanks for the optimism, Jesse. I'm getting ready to boost sales at Williams-Brice Stadium. Mark it down.
Well, I've already marked it down.
South Carolina's going to beat Alabama.
And the thing is, this will be on the internet in about, 4 hours, so this will live forever.
Well, and the thing is, that's not going to be the only loss during the regular season. I've already told you, Alabama's not going to make the SEC championship.
So let me ask you a question. If you're a Carolina fan, which game are you more terrified for, Alabama or Appalachian State?
Well, it looks like we're close to being over, so we better answer that on the other side. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to a stormy edition of Straight Up with Sturge. I am Josh Phillips, sitting in for the vacationing Mark Sturgis. He's somewhere lost in Canada. Could we show a clip? Could we show a clip of Canadian Bacon? Remember that show with John Candy?
I love that movie.
Man, I miss him.
I miss it.
John Candy is incomparable. I can't believe he's been gone now 30 years.
I guarantee you. There's probably 20% of Americans who believe that Toronto is the capital of Canada.
Without question.
You mean just asking them off the streets? Minimum 20%.
Without question. It's unbelievable. But I'm sitting in for today, tomorrow, and we've gotten the show off to a bang. Welcome in the drenched Diesel back on the board. Yeah. Patrick Brown had to sit in the first segment. Diesel, did you change clothes?
No.
Did you pull a Superman?
No, I had to. I didn't have any more clothes. This is all I got.
Please don't do what you've done before on radio and do a show in your drawers.
you didn't want a wet t-shirt contest, but you got one.
No, I didn't. I just don't want a wet drawers contest. As long as we ain't got the wet drawers contest, me and you be good, bro. But welcome in. Glad you didn't get swept away. It's stormy outside. Apparently, the Alabama faithful got wind of it because that rolling in tie, there's not happy with the prognostication that I made that not only will Alabama not make the SEC championship, they won't even finish in the top two of their own division, and they're going to get beat by South Carolina in week 3 down at Willie B. If you want to join the discussion, 844-477-3776, or hit us up on the text line, text ESPN to 71307. Diesel, your response to those comments.
Right. In the words of Dr. Evil.
Okay.
Right. I don't believe you, but I appreciate the impassioned nature with which you made your point.
Okay.
Because
why do you not believe me?
Because what does South Carolina really have this year?
Okay.
Alabama, as always,
okay,
loaded with 5 stars across the board.
Okay.
Nick Saban's not gone anywhere. Sure, he's probably got every other staffer on that coaching staff has changed over, as they do every single year.
Yep.
But the talent level is just heads and shoulders above. I'd be curious to know what the average star rating is of every player who's come into the South Carolina program in the last 4 years, because that number is really going to tell you what the talent discrepancy is. And having heart, having the right game plan, sure, that typically that's good for a half. That'll keep you close for a half, but eventually talent, size, and depth will win out, and Alabama, hey, I'm not putting it past South Carolina to give Alabama a really good first half, maybe even take the lead into halftime. All I'm saying is Alabama will wear them down and will win that game by the end, probably by a pretty comfortable margin.
If Tua Tagovailoa is in the game, he throws three picks against the Gamecocks. Three.
Based on what?
Based on, I said this when there was that fight between him and Jalen Hurts. And he almost, this Alabama team almost reminds me of Ohio State from about 6-7 years ago. Okay, they won the national championship under these crazy circumstances, and I'm talking about 2 years ago when Tua came in and saved them from being down 14 points to Georgia in the national championship game. And look, all Georgia had to do was punt the football. Georgia punts the football, they win the national championship. To this day, I don't know why Coach Smart wanted to do a fake punt at the 50-yard line. That will go down as one of the most incredible gaffes in the history of college football, because there was no way that Alabama was going to drive the football 80 yards on Georgia's defense. Georgia was controlling the defensive front. Georgia was controlling the second level. And Alabama could not get anything and they were getting tremendous pressure on Tua. I mean, people forget that first play before the miraculous Hail Mary, he got sacked for 15 yards. Got sacked. And then he throws one up for grabs that, hey, the guy made a play. And Georgia had a busted coverage. And as they say, the rest is history. But I am not sold. You know, all these publications are coming out about Tua being a Heisman hopeful. Here's to me who Tua is. Tua Tagovailoa is Tim Tebow on Alabama's talent. He can run a little bit, although I don't think he's over that injury. And if he's not over that injury, here's the other thing. I think Clemson shell-shocked him.
So you think Tua is now shook, he is exposed, and he will not be Tua Tagovailoa, Taga whatever, going forward. You think he is Rocky III after Apollo Creed died, can't get it back together, Tua?
Correct.
Okay.
That is a great assessment. That is a great assessment. The thing is, when he won it, first of all, it took a miraculous thing for him to even do that. I give him credit for that. And then they handled business once they got into the playoff. Okay, or excuse me, by winning the national championship. All right. Remember, this kid was benched. See, here's the other thing that bothers me. He was benched for Jalen Hurts had to come off the bench to save Alabama against Georgia again in the SEC championship. Now, I've got a question. Does anybody foresee at any time Dabo Swinney benching Trevor Lawrence?
If he's having a god-awful game?
Okay, do we anticipate that that's going to happen?
No, but we didn't anticipate that Tua was going to have a god-awful game either.
Correct, but not only that, it happened twice. Because Clemson put him on the bench. Because the truth of the matter is, when the offensive line starts to break down, he cannot make decisions under pressure. And in this year in the SEC, the talent along the defensive line is as good as anywhere I've seen it. They are going to face Clemson-esque defensive lines at least four times this year. And do we really believe that this kid is going to be able to make those type of throws when every time he's faced a defensive line of that caliber, he's gotten shellacked? And look, I'll be the first to say, like I said in the opening statement, I understand they've earned the reputation that they've earned being up there in the top three, in the top four. It's just this year with this team, here's the other issue I've got. How many losses did Alabama have in the secondary this past year? How many linemen did they lose? Quinnen Williams, gone. He's in the NFL. Three out of the four DBs back there, they're gone.
But isn't that what Alabama does?
They do.
Fire the shell and reload?
Well, here's the other problem. They also lost six assistant coaches. They brought Steve Sarkisian back in from the Atlanta Falcons. He's now the offensive coordinator. They got rid of Tosh Lupe, who he had demoted midway through the season. Mel Tucker left. He's now the head coach at Colorado, which I really don't have a problem with that because Mel Tucker left for a – that was not a lateral move. He left to go be a head coach. I've got no problem with that. What I've got a problem with is when a program of this stature literally turns over six to seven assistants every single year, and we're crazy enough to think that at some point it's not going to take effect. The other thing that I have a serious problem with is I'm not sold on Cochran as this guru strength and conditioning guy. I think he's handed the keys to a Lamborghini and is told not to screw it up. The reason I know that is because when I see Alabama play and they get into a dogfight, they run out of gas in the fourth quarter. They're big. They're cumbersome. Anybody that watched the national championship, Clemson ran circles around them. They were gasping for air in the second quarter.
So, but I could buy your argument if you were to say that that is exactly who South Carolina is. Are you saying South Carolina is this fast, nimble, an extremely good shape football team that's going to be able to exploit the lumbering nature of Alabama? I just don't see it.
Here's why I made the prediction about South Carolina beating Alabama. All right? When you look at Alabama's schedule, right now, let's be honest. Is South Carolina anywhere on Alabama's radar right now?
No.
The answer is no. Who are they all focused on right now? Matter of fact, they're not even focused on it. They're downright classless. Nick Saban, the Alabama fan base, Paul Feinbaum, they are all flat classless. Because they make excuses about how can you make excuses when you get beat by 28? Somebody please explain that to me. And then there was a kid on today. I'm getting ready to pull it up. You know, Nick Saban has been on this, and I know what it is. They're trying to give some plausible deniability to their fan base as to why they got their fannies kicked that bad. Because how can you have the top rank? You just said it. They've had the top ranked recruiting class for the last 9 years. Clemson's been at 12th, and they almost got beat by 30. They couldn't even score 20 against Clemson, and Clemson hung over 40.
By the way, we have a text response from Dabo, spelled the Cajun way, E-A-U-X. Wants to know, Josh Phillips, does Blue Ridge High School drug test coaches?
Oh, who's the texter that did that?
It's on Twitter, Dabo, at S, a whole bunch of numbers.
Okay, well, whoever that was, that's you know what? I've got to give you credit. That's brilliant. That's awesome. I love it. I love it. And again, we see this all the time in college football. Okay, this was not some fluke. Tim Brando went on the Paul Feinbaum show. And I'll play that clip when we come back. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to this Wednesday edition of Straight Up with Sturge. I am Josh Phillips, sitting in for the vacationing Mark Sturgis. Hopefully he will not get eaten by a Sasquatch up in Saskatchewan. But he will be back next Monday. I'll be in the chair for you starting today, tomorrow, and Friday. Of course, it is college football time. We have kicked off the media days with ACC, SEC, has been all over the place. Of course, everybody, you know, all the publications are out, from the Sporting News to Athlon to Phil Steele and, you know, all these supposed gurus about who's going to be where and who's going to be in the Final Four and all of these different things. So it's here. I'm excited about it. I hope you are as well. If you want to discuss it, call in at 844-477-3776 or hit us up on the ESPN Healthcare text line. Text ESPN to 71307. We've already had some nice texts concerning this. ACC Media Day kicks off. You know, one of the funniest things that I saw, of course, Trevor Lawrence didn't make the trip. Dabo decided to bring John Simpson, who was actually on the show today with Mark Ryan and Lonzo. And he did something very funny. He put on a blonde wig and came as the fake Trevor Lawrence. If you get a chance to look that up on Twitter, on the Clemson football account, it's hysterical. Absolutely hysterical. But John Simpson, the all-ACC offensive lineman who we had on the show here, trying to represent Trevor Lawrence. I don't think he's using Pantene for that wig, though. But he could be. We'll find out. If you want to talk ACC football, SEC football, now is the time to do it. Get in with us as well. We're actually looking up the Tim Brando clip. When we find it, we're going to play it. But in a nutshell, Tim Brando basically went on the Paul Feinbaum show on Monday.
We have sort of a best of Tim Brando on Paul Feinbaum. What we're looking for is buried within this one-minute clip.
Is it on there?
I got it right now.
You got it?
I got it.
Diesel's going to play the Tim Brando clip right now.
Maybe.
Yeah.
If we get past this video's pre-roll. And it's on there. In moments. Maybe. Oh, no.
Man, we got to. So we're going to have to keep looking for it.
Now it's buried us in an ad. Come on, Saturday Down South. What's going on with your website?
But I give Tim Brando a lot of credit because, of course, according to Paul Feinbaum, you know, Clemson really didn't beat Alabama as bad as they did. There's all these excuses about why it happened and how it happened and all of these different things. Instead of just saying, and Feinbaum goes on to say that Clemson is the most disgraceful fan base of a national champion, of a winning program he's ever seen. Well, I've got news for you, Paul. You, along with all the Alabama apologists, are the most disgraceful losers that I've ever seen. Because you just can't say they kicked our butts. Plain and simple. Clemson flat kicked our tails. Next, we'll try to do better next year. We were a tired thing, which I find laughable given the fact that they had a month off. And yeah, they played the little playoff game beforehand, but so what? So did Clemson. They had to play Notre Dame. But I'm not sold. I mean, look, Alabama was fortunate to get there. Oklahoma did not play very well in the first half. Ended up hanging 30 on them in the second half. But it dug themselves a hole so deep they couldn't get out of it. No football team will. You get down, well, unless you're the Titans or whoever was in 1992 that was down 33 points at the half and allowed Buffalo come back to beat them. Now, if you're that team, yeah. Most teams, if you're up 33 points, 31 points at the half, you're going to win. But to sit here and tell me that we're automatically going to have Alabama versus Clemson 5, I totally disagree with that. I think Clemson's going to be there. And I'm telling you right now, Alabama's not going to be there. Now, if there's ever a year for the schedule excuse makers to give an exception to Alabama. This is the year. I mean, everybody talks about how difficult South Carolina's schedule is. Check out this schedule. Let me see if I can pull it back up here. All right, Alabama starts the year off with that difficult team, Duke. All right, they should win that. Then they play New Mexico State. They should win that. Then they go on the road. See, this is where I think the wheels start to fall off. I'm telling you, they lose to South Carolina in week three on September the 14th. Then they play Southern Miss. Then they play Ole Miss at home. Then they're on the road to Texas A&M. And I'm not sold that Alabama wins that game. Texas A&M is going to be exceptionally better than what they were last year. And see, that's the problem that I have. At some point, as a program, you plateau. And the other thing is, I'm not sold that Tua Tagovailoa fits Steve Sarkisian's offense, where he's got to be under center. He turns his back to the line of scrimmage. There's a lot of play action, and he's got to trust that his wideouts can read the secondary the same way. We already know Tua cannot read a defense. I mean, he threw another pick against Clemson. So to say that this kid is going to sit back there and lead Alabama to a national championship by throwing the football all over the field is totally ignorant. Very few quarterbacks can do that without a running game, and I can tell you Tua is not one of them. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate. Welcome back to this Wednesday, July 17th, 2019 edition of Straight Up with Sturge. I am Josh Phillips sitting in for the vacationing Mark Sturgis. Mark will be back on Monday. We are talking all things college football. College football is here. We've started the SEC Media Days this week. The ACC Media Days have gotten kicked off. I've gone ahead and made the boldest prediction in the country by saying two things. South Carolina will beat Alabama in week three at Williams-Brice, and not only will Alabama not go to the SEC championship game, they won't even finish in the top two of the West. If you want to join the discussion, 844-477-3776 is the call-in line, or hit us up on the Health Dare text line, text ESPN to 71307. We tried very hard to find that Tim Brando clip that Brando made on the Paul Feinbaum show this week. This week, Tim Brando said on Paul Feinbaum's show that if everybody thinks that it's a foregone conclusion that Clemson and Alabama are going to play for the fifth time. I totally disagree with that. But I'll play along with Brando because I love Brando. Brando said that when Clemson and Alabama play again, it's going to be the same result, meaning Clemson's going to beat Alabama by almost 30 points again. Nothing is going to change. And then, of course, Feinbaum and all the SEC elitists kind of smirked and laughed, and they thought it was cute. And, oh, well, that's Brando just being Brando, and we'll see. And my thing is, we're not going to see because Alabama's not even going to be there. I think there are internal problems down in Tuscaloosa that is beyond. I've never seen Nick Saban have to damage control in all my life. This team was supposed to be the greatest team that ever played. Got beat by 28. This team was supposed to have one of the best defenses in college football history. Gave up 40-plus to an ACC team.
A conference which, in the piece of audio we were searching for this clip in, we're not sure if it was in there or not, Brando actually said, if the AAC were part of the Power Six, the ACC would be the sixth best Power Six conference. This is a conference he said flat out is the worst of the Power Six.
Don't tell Texas that. Don't tell Iowa that. Don't tell Virginia that. Don't tell Clemson that. Do I need to keep going?
Perception is a hell of a thing to change, though. It takes a decade, really, to change perception, because you can always look at anything and say, well, this 1 year is an aberration. So it takes 10 years of a sustained pattern before you can say perception has really changed. And the perception will always be that the ACC is Clemson and everybody else. Now, if Florida State could get it back together, if Virginia Tech could be what we all thought they could be, then the ACC would be much better thought of. But I understand the national pundits not giving the ACC a whole lot of respect, because the ACC has done absolute bupkis. Really? Well, let me rephrase that. The powers that everybody thought would be have done bupkis.
See, I don't, and I tell you why. First of all, the national pundits never know what they're talking about. Never. Ever. Ever. The second thing is they keep thinking, they keep shoving this Michigan propaganda down our throat that drives me bananas. And I don't understand it. I mean, the truth of the matter is, you've got a few elite teams, and then you've got everybody else. And that's across all leagues. To me, there's not a dominant conference anymore. There used to be, but it's dead. There's too much parity. The rules for that favor offenses has totally, the SEC still has not caught up to the modern rules. They haven't done it. Ed Orgeron at SEC Media Days said, now, do people realize that LSU, for almost their entire spring game, lined up in an empty formation? That's a quarterback and wide receivers everywhere else. LSU. Arkansas hired Chad Morris. People around here will remember his offenses. Alabama brought in Steve Sarkisian to help with the passing game. Does anybody think that Steve Sarkisian is some run coordinating guru? No, he was brought in to help with the development of the quarterbacks. Texer gets in with us and says, T-Bone, welcome to the show. T-Bone says, as soon as I got in the truck, I heard the voice of my old friend. The second bleep I never had. Love having you on, brother Josh. Thanks, T-Bone. It's great to be with you for the next few days. Because after this week, you're not going to hear from me probably till January. Because I've got my own team to worry about now. ESPN, Texer gets in with us. Wow, how do you do? Welcome back, Josh Phillips. Thank you. We're going to talk to you later. Here we go. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.